Spain's new prime minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, is best known in this country for his decision to withdraw Spanish troops from Iraq. One of his top domestic priorities is promoting women's issues. He has named women to half the posts in his cabinet, and he's giving special attention to the problem of violence against women. Jerome Sokolowski reports that Zapatero's stance is a quantum leap for a nation where, as late as the 1970s, a Spanish man had a legal right to beat his wife.
A group of children are kicking around a ball outside a shelter for battered women. Inside, an elegant woman with a pearl necklace and Scandinavian-designed earrings takes a seat at a table. She introduces herself as Maria. Maria doesn't fit the stereotype many Spaniards have of a battered woman, and certainly not of one who put up with it for 13 years. Neither does her husband seem like the stereotypical wife-beater.
Pues es un hombre muy culto, doctor.
Well, he's a very learned man. He's a university professor with 2 PhDs and an elevated income.
Maria is a physicist who works at a prestigious research institute. She says she was blind to what her marriage had become until one day when she picked up a magazine and filled out a survey called 15 Questions to Find Out If You're a Battered Woman. It still took years for her to leave home and come to the shelter, and by then her self-esteem was crushed.
Because it destroys you. It destroys you completely inside. And you have to rebuild yourself and analyze yourself and come to a center like this one to think, to write, and to reflect about who you really are.
According to the association that runs the shelter, on average, one or two women a week are murdered in Spain by a male partner or ex-partner. But even though the country gave the world the word macho, and women here were legally subservient to their husbands during the Franco dictatorship, women's groups say gender violence is no worse in Spain than in other Western countries. The problem has been the attitude of the authorities. Like many victims, Maria doesn't trust the justice system enough to bring charges against her husband. But the new government offers some hope. After taking office in April, Prime Minister Zapatero vowed to push through legislation that will make it easier to win court restraining orders against abusive men. Te doy mis ojos, or I give you my eyes, is a film about a violent husband who promises he'll change and a wife who blames herself for his continuing fits of rage. Both are blind to what they really are, tormentor and victim.
¿Qué me importa?
¿Cómo que no importa? No importa lo que digo. No te importa nada lo que estoy diciendo. Cállate la boca tú.
The film won 7 of this year's Goya Awards, the Spanish equivalent of the Oscars. Ithiar Boyain lulls her 4-month-old son to sleep at her office in downtown Madrid. Boyain is the director and co-writer of Te Doy Mis Ojos. After her son falls asleep, she talks about what she learned from the women she interviewed while researching the movie.
In Spain, everybody tend to think that that's something that happened to who knows who, you know, someone else in some poor area. And the shock thing when I was there is it was girls like me. They were telling things that it could even sound familiar to me.
The director says many Spaniards are going to see her picture because they want to get beyond the headlines and understand the causes of domestic violence, which is known in Spanish as malos tratos. Public outrage is high these days after several celebrated malos tratos cases in which women were murdered by their husbands after the authorities failed to act on the victim's complaint.
Pero los niños tienen un estado de indefensión.
Back at the women's refuge, Maria fidgets and talks about her 2 young daughters, age 7 and 8, who are now with her in the shelter.
Until I came here, I didn't think of my daughters as victims of abuse.
Like the character in the movie Te Doy Mis Ojos, she says she too closed her eyes to her daughter's emotional suffering. She says she did it because their pain hurt much more than her own. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski. In Madrid.